Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Logan. Batting third. The left fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Eddie Matthews. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting sixth. The right fielder, George Metkovich. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gene Conley. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Gene Conley. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bob Talbot. Batting second. The second baseman, Gene Baker. Batting third. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Steve Bilko. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting eighth. The catcher, L. Tapp. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Cole. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dave Cole. And now, play ball. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton takes first base on ball four. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bruton moves to second. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron takes first base on ball four. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews takes first base on ball four. Bruton moves to third. Aaron moves to second. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Adcock takes first base on ball four. Bruton scores. Aaron moves to third. Matthews moves to second. It's 1-0, Braves. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aaron scores. Matthews scores. Adcock moves to third. It's 3-0, Braves. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Adcock scores. Metkovich moves to third. It's 4-0, Braves. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall strikes out. 2 outs. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball into right field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner takes first base on ball four. Talbot moves to second. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Talbot scores. Kiner moves to second. It's 4-1, Braves. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Jackson moves to second. Two outs. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bilko scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bruton for the out. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-1 in the game. Logan takes first base on ball 4. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Banks. Logan moves to third. Aaron moves to second. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Matthews is walked intentionally. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Adcock takes first base on ball 4. Logan scores. Aaron moves to third. Matthews moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Braves. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Metkovich hits a fly ball into center field. Talbot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Aaron tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-1, Braves. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. O'Connell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Matthews scores. Adcock moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-1, Braves. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-1 in the game. Crandall takes first base on ball 4. Adcock moves to third. O'Connell moves to second. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley is 0-for-1 in the game. Conley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into left field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein strikes out. Two outs. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Talbot takes first base on ball 4. Tapp moves to second. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Logan fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bruton takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bruton. The throw from Tapp and he is out, Baker applying the tag. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Logan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Aaron hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Logan moves to third. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Matthews hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Logan scores. Aaron moves to second. It's 8-1, Braves. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, he's got two RBIs. Adcock hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 11-1, Braves. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got three RBIs. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cliff Stein fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 11, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Kiner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-2, Braves. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko is 0-for-1 in the game. Bilko hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Bruton. Bilko reaches second base with a double. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Logan. Bilko moves to third. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Tapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 11, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley is 0-for-2 in the game. Conley hits a fly ball into center field. Talbot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Bruton hits a line drive into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 11, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein is 0-for-1 in the game. Klipstein strikes out. One out. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Talbot hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 11, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Logan hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Matthews hits a fly ball into center field. Talbot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 11, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Smalley now playing shortstop. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kiner hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Sauer hits a fly ball into left field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 11, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Jim Pendleton pinch hits for Joe Adcock. Jim Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got three RBIs. Metkovich takes first base on ball 4. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks misplays the ball. That's an error on Banks. Metkovich moves to second. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Crandall hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 14-2, Braves. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley is 0-for-3 in the game. Conley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klipstein fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 14, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Pendleton now playing right field. George Metkovich now playing first base. Sam Calderon now catching. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bilko strikes out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tapp hits a pop-up towards first. Metkovich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 14, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aaron hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Tapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Matthews hits a pop-up towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Pendleton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 14, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein is 0-for-2 in the game. Klipstein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Talbot bunts towards the mound. Conley fields it and throws to first for the out. Klipstein moves to second. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-3 in the game. Baker strikes out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kiner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton. Kiner reaches second base with a double. Klipstein scores. It's 14-3, Braves. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jackson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 14, and the Cubs 3. The Braves will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got three RBIs. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. O'Connell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Conley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 14, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-3 in the game. Sauer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Matthews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bilko hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bilko moves to second. L. Tap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tap is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tap hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 14, and the Cubs 3. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Bruton hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 14, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Rice pinch hits for Johnny Klipstein. Hal Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Calderon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Talbot hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-4 in the game. Baker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Braves, 14, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.